The Easton Mountain Retreat Center is an LGBTQ retreat center in Greenwich, New York. Part of Easton's mission as a nonprofit organization is to work towards peace, nonviolence, and social justice, and they're interested in cultivating the future leaders of America's gay rights movement. Later this month, they'll be holding their 8th consecutive summer program for LGBTQ youth, a 4-day arts camp and leadership summit called Arts in the Woods. This weekend, they'll also be holding a weekend-long music festival called Out in the Woods to fundraise for scholarships for disenfranchised young people to attend the camp. Here to tell us more, we welcome John, is it Stacio?
Yes.
Yeah, thank God. John Stacio, founder of Easton Mountain, and Will Fisher, their director of youth programming. Gentlemen, thank you very much for being with us. It's a pleasure to have you aboard.
Thanks so much for having us.
Thank you, Joe, yeah.
Well, let us talk about what you have coming up. First of all, we're neighbors, which is very nice to we haven't met, so it's nice to meet our neighbors.
Great.
We're very close to you, but we have not met. This is you've been around, what, 8 or 9 years? 8 years?
13.
13 years you've
yes.
been at the site.
Right.
For people who may not know, you purchased a tract of land that used to be a nudist colony.
It was an abandoned nudist colony when we took over. It had been closed for 5 years. Yes, indeed. That's the infamous claim we have with
That's
all
a great
of our
story.
Names. Everybody in town knows, oh, you're at the former nudist colony. Yes.
That's right. Well, you know, you can't bury that lead.
No, you cannot.
All right. So it's no longer a nudist colony, and now you're doing great work. How did it all begin?
Well, during the early 1990s, I was doing therapy work in Boston's LGBT community, primarily working with gay men whose lives had been really affected by the AIDS epidemic. And we found that people were in a spiritual crisis, so I started leading retreats. And those retreats created a large community of men who were interested in having our own spiritual center. And I started looking for property and found the old nudist colony up in Easton. And we started a non-sectarian spiritual community to help LGBT people who weren't finding a level of positive reception in many churches and other social organizations 20 years ago that we've seen a lot of progress in that area. But
you know, and even though, I mean, just by the fact that it was a nudist colony,
right.
By the way, called Thunderbird. I'll add that. It is, you're in a very beautiful, remote location, which I would think would be perfect for a retreat setting.
It absolutely is. When you drive in, you feel like you're being held by the hills of the rolling hills of Washington County. We're in a valley, very private, very beautiful space with ponds and fields and mountain, and it's especially our urban visitors really, really appreciate the level of natural beauty we have.
And you've done a lot of work on the property. I mean, it looks great. It's beautiful.
Well, thank you. Appreciate that. Yeah, we have worked really hard.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it looks gorgeous. So when you think then of your mission, is it a year-round mission? You look just to summers? How does it work?
No, we're there year-round. We have a decent-sized residential community that lives there, and we host programs all year.
So specifically, what we are looking at this weekend today and later this month are youth programs. And Will, these are very important programs and part of the center. And one will be a fundraiser and the other one is the actual camp for the kids.
That's right.
So how do the kids get to you? How does that happen?
Well, we've been doing a number of outreach efforts, especially towards young people who are disenfranchised, people who are at risk, who need this the most, people who are in cities like New York and Boston and Albany, who've gone through a number of struggles as young queer people. These are young people, some of whom have been kicked out of their homes just for being honest about being gay. And we are giving them an opportunity to leave those struggles behind for a few days and come up for a healing 4 days of community building and empowering workshops so they can really find their young LGBTQ voices.
Typical age?
18 to 24 is the age group that we'll be serving, yeah.
So these are kids who are, I mean, obviously they're young, but they've been out in the world and they're trying to make a transition.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, a lot of them don't have the money that, they need to, come up and, experience this kind of thing. And so something that we're doing is we're offering scholarships to just about every camper who's going to be part of that arts program this week, and which is why we're doing this festival, so we can raise money, so we can really make it accessible to all youth.
That is Arts in the Woods, and this is, I'm sorry, this is Out in the Woods, which is the actual music festival.
Yeah, it's a little good. They both sound kind of similar, but yeah, yes. there's two, and there's two websites too. So artsinthewoods.org is a place that people, young people can go to check it out. So we are open to everybody. Every young person from 18 to 24 who is interested can certainly check it out and come up.
You know, it seems, I guess, you have to identify and have to talk about a little bit when you think that you've been around for 13 years of the changes that we have culturally within the LGBT community. However, obviously, camps and retreats and programs like this are still needed, even though great strides have been made over that decade and a half.
Absolutely. Well, yes, great strides have been made, and there's been a countervailing kind of on the opposite pole. I mean, there's been a lot of reactionary things right. that have gone on, and there's still a lot of people who suffer a great deal because their sexual orientation or their gender identity is different than the mainstream. And like Will mentioned, people being kicked out of their homes, often very strict religious families have a really hard time accepting their LGBT young members, and they experience a great deal of hostility. We have wonderful programs in high schools and gay straight alliances and marriage equality, and we've made definite strides. I mean, this is probably one of the areas of social change that really is marked in our recent history, but there's still an enormous need for people to develop their own voices, develop leadership, grow in self-esteem, and build a sense of community and pride in who they are.
I think even though people will read a headline where this state has now legalized gay marriage and you think, all right, this is great. The Pope said this. The mm-hmm. Supreme Court has done that. Okay, this is good. Meanwhile, if you're an 18, 19-year-old kid and you're struggling with this, that means nothing.
Yeah, there's still a lot of homophobia that these young people are dealing with from their friends, from their family, from the schools that they're in.
Do the kids come from around? Is it mostly this from New York?
The neighboring cities, mostly, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So New York, Boston.
Yeah, and Albany, too. We're reaching out to young people in Albany as well. Yeah.
And so ultimately, through that experience in that 2 weeks, you talked a little bit about what they get out, but what are they doing? What activities are they doing?
So it's a four-day program, and this year is an arts-based program. So we've done other programs that are more general sort of leadership training. This one is really focused on the arts and expressing yourself through the arts, finding healing through the arts, finding your voice through the arts. So we have professionals from New York, from Boston, who are coming up and training in the theater arts and visual arts and dance and music. And the workshops, though, they are going to be focused on creativity, but they are also going to be about finding your voice and finding your power and being completely who you are in a fully accepting environment.
Let's talk about the music festival that will ultimately go to support these efforts and what will be going on at the festival.
Well, we have a weekend-long program that starts with dance on Friday night. We have a full day of music from LGBT artists all throughout the day on Saturday, starting at noon and going until late evening or 10 o'clock at night. We've got, I think, 19 artists from a wide range of genres, culturally diverse. We've got men and women. We've got trans folks. We've got people from various age groups. We've got people from various cultural backgrounds. We're showcasing a variety of creative LGBT people who are proud and out in their work. And we believe that art is a really important part of social transformation. It's a way to change people's hearts and minds. It's opened them up to new ideas. And as Dostoevsky said, beauty may change the world or save the world.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
The I'm going to give a website, and you mentioned there were two other websites, but all of this is linked in, right?
Yep,
so
absolutely.
If people go to eastonmountain.org, they can find information on everything.
Yep.
Again, the Arts in the Woods is a four-day arts camp and leadership summit that's taking place later this month. This weekend is Out in the Woods, and this is the fundraiser. You can find out more information by going to eastonmountain.org, eastonmountain.org, and about the great work that the Easton Mountain Retreat Center does in Greenwich, New York. Gentlemen, thank you very much for being with us. It's a great pleasure, and thank you for your good work and for sharing it with our audience this morning. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jim.
Great pleasure. Thank you. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.